It's not just magic. Get you in here, you'll have to have a code as well. If we go to super...
The war room was filled with representatives from various government agencies along with other organizations charged with helping out in the event of a disaster. The man in charge, Escambia County Public Safety Director Mike Weaver.
From the city of Pensacola, town of Century, Escambia County, Gulf Power, DCUA, ESP, military, law enforcement, the Sheriff's Office, Pensacola PD, and then our fire and other emergency responders.
The participants were acting from the scenario used for statewide drills Wednesday, a Category 4 storm named Hedison, which has left major damage in its wake. Something different this time compared to last year's drill? Some of the players are new to the game.
Positions change at different companies, governmental positions, and responders. So each year, everybody has changed, so that gets everybody in together to learn to work together, who the new faces are before our area is impacted.
Hurricane predictions from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, are expected out on May 25th. Earlier this year, Frank Klotzbach and his team at Colorado State University announced their forecast of a below-average season.
Total of 11 named storms, 4 hurricanes, and 2 major Category 3, 4, 5 hurricanes on the Saffir-Simpson wind scale. Normal season's about 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, 2 major, so about 80% of the normal hurricane season.
The Klotzbach audio courtesy of KRIV-TV in Houston. One of the major factors Klotzbach and his team study each season is whether there's going to be an El Nino or a La Nina in the Pacific.
We may have El Nino developing this summer and fall. That's warmer than normal waters. If it develops, it tends to increase upper level winds into the Caribbean, into the Atlantic, tearing the tops off of the hurricanes as they're trying to develop. Another thing we notice is that the tropical Atlantic has cooled quite a bit, and that tends to mean less fuel for the hurricanes, also a more stable atmosphere, both of which tend to squelch hurricane development.
Water in the Gulf of Mexico does not play a role, at least seasonally, in the overall scheme of Atlantic hurricane activity, according to Klotzbach.
I think that's because Gulf water temperatures every year are plenty warm enough to support major hurricane development. It's getting the system into the Gulf that can develop, and I also need to have the steering winds weak enough, as well as you need to have mid-level air that's moist enough for the storms to actually be able to develop.
That way, if you lose your badge or falls off you, people can't gain access. They have to.
Back at Escambia EOC, Operations Director Mike Weaver says they'll now go through the data generated by the exercise. As they do that, he has some advice for residents living along the Gulf Coast, especially those facing their first hurricane season.
Need to go ahead and start orchestrating a plan. The best time for the family to go ahead and decide they're going to stay or they're going to go, realizing just what your needs are going to be, and then start getting that hurricane plan together, including your items if you do plan to stay, to ride out the first 72 hours.
If residents decide to try and ride out a hurricane at home, especially if that home is in an evacuation zone, Weaver says they may have to go it alone.
Definitely rethink it. It's going to be rough, primitive camping at best. Worst case scenario is when the bad things happen, the responders can't get to you. And we absolutely hate doing that. We really want to urge people to really, really, really reconsider.
Hurricane seasons come and go. Some are busy, others not so much. But the mantra that stays from year to year is, it only takes one direct hit by a storm to make it a bad season. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.